the university systems around the state have grown. Ours has grown dramatically. We've grown by 4,200 students in the last 3 years, and heaven knows how much since the last TRBs were awarded. So we're compressed. We need space, and the state made a bold decision to go ahead and add some space inventory and new buildings to accommodate the growth of our campuses.
Now, is your growth in particular unique than other universities and colleges in the state?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure, but we might be the fastest growing university in the state this year. We've been growing 4% a year for the last 3 years, while a lot of other schools are down in enrollment. So we feel pretty good about where we are right now. I'll tell you that the unprecedented enrollment surges we had this year were due not just to the biggest freshman class we ever brought in, but a 40% increase in our master's population and really rapid growth in some other areas. So we're very happy with what we've done. Again, it is a little unusual. We're now the fourth biggest school in the state after A&M, Austin, and Houston.
That's amazing. Now, the bill apparently brings around $113 million or so to Main Campus. What would you do with that money?
We're going to build a science and technology building. We have been very compressed for our science activities, and we're trying to build our research portfolio. We're just playing out of space. The hottest areas of growth right now for us are areas like computer science, information and data analytics. These areas require, you know, fairly intensive facilities use. So those areas, along with some of our wet lab research areas, are going to be emphasized in this new facility.
And this new science and technology building basically also shows how much more interest there is in STEM careers. Is that something that continues to grow at UNT?
It is. Now, let's be clear. Our last building was an art building, and we were the only school in the state that didn't build a science and technology building. But then again, our art programs ranked first in the Southwest for design, fifth for publics in the country. I mean, it's phenomenal. Like our music program, which has had some great facilities built for it. Our portfolio got a little overbalanced, towards the arts and humanities, and now we need to kind of catch up in the sciences. And this building will serve as a magnet, not just for students, but for great faculty and researchers from around the world.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.